Hi, I'm Ali Beard, and in this week's modcast we'll be covering all the latest news in the world of modifications. First off, we're talking about what happened at this month's working group meeting, where we discussed second P63, which looks to ensure the correct network operator certificates are placed on smart meters, and MP77, which is looking at the current problems with the DCC service flagging. Joe Hare is the lead analyst for second P63. Joe, tell us what happened at the working group meeting.
So today we discussed the DCC's preliminary assessment. This proposed an alternative solution for validating network operator certificates by using the data service provider's registration data. This would provide a common method to be used for electricity smart meters as well as gas proxy functions, whereas the original proposed solution by validating against MPAN numbers would only be applicable to electricity smart meters. The proposed solution would cost up to pre-integration testing £550,000, with an impact assessment costing £15,000. The working group discussed the scale and the cause of the issue and asked us to explore the numbers of devices with incorrect network certificates already loaded on them.
And so what are the next steps for this modification?
So as it stands, this modification isn't yet ready to go out for consultation. Instead, we've asked the DCC to investigate the numbers of incorrect network operator certificates loaded on devices so we can use these to assess the business case for the modification.
That's great. Thanks, Joe. At the working group, we also discussed MP77. Harry, you're the lead analyst for this mod. Can you give us a little background, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So this modification looks at amending the DCC service flags, which have been prone to providing the wrong information to users. Following the working group meeting, the solution is to remove the W for withdrawn flag and introduce a new N flag for non-active. This N flag will cover new states for the smart metering systems like decommissioned and recovery.
Okay, and what are the next steps for this mod?
So now that we've discussed and agreed the business requirements, the next step is to draft up a preliminary assessment request and issue it to the DCC.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us, Harry. And don't forget, we have a number of open draft proposals that are open for comment. We very much welcome and encourage you to comment by emailing us at sec.change@gemserve.com or emailing the lead analyst or giving us a call on 0207 090 7755. The draft proposals can be found on our web pages and include DP79, provisions for withdrawing modifications. This looks at giving powers to someone else as well as the proposer to withdraw a mod. DP80, which is removal of the old Duis versions, which is looking at managing the move from Duis 1.0 and 2.0. DP81, which is Duis housekeeping changes. This is looking to align Duis to reflect the current DCC processing. DP82, Alt-Hand Channel Selection. This proposes to explore opportunities to enable channel selection at the 2.4 GHz band after a device has been installed and commissioned. And DP83, Change Coordination. This looks at how the DCC can gather information about users' system changes to ensure there's no impact on DCC central systems. And that's all for now. If you've got any comments or any queries on the topics covered, please get in touch and we'd be happy to help out. Thanks for listening.